It's very rare, like in any field, I would think, you know, that he would be so open with sharing, you know, all that. But I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I bet you you're still very close today.
It's amazing to see the path of mentors, because I've rarely met a person that has had one mentor through their whole lifespan, the same mentor. They've been friends, but not in that key mentorship role. In high school, I had a coach and an English teacher that brought me through high school and really pushed me into the next area. And then I thought, God, I don't have them anymore. I'm out now in Florida. I don't have my team. And believe it or not, when you're ready, the next coach appears, or the next mentor in the case. And then I found actually a businesswoman in Florida that came forth and really made sure I was okay, but also in mentored me into how to become a professional woman. She worked with my CV. She made sure I got to interviews. She pushed me forward. Then all of a sudden, I left Florida and came into medical school, and he appeared. And after medical school, the next transition that I had, another mentor has appeared. And that mentor, I've had two currently that are amazing individuals. One is a longtime partner that I've worked with. Can't say enough about him. He's a pilot, and he brought me into working with malignant hyperthermia. He's been incredibly supportive and a guide through some rough points in my career, but also just making sure that not only a mentor is more than just checking in to see if your business plan's okay and that you're doing everything for your career. It's more of a check-in on how is your trajectory? How are you doing overall? Like, is this important, and what's important to you, and helping you clarify your own values and mission? Mm-hmm. So as you go through, you know, your career and your life, mentors appear, but you have to also be looking and keeping your head up and realizing that they're all around you and they're waiting for you to reach out your hand, and they'll take you to the next phase.
I can see that that's how you probably approach coaching too. You know, you're not just an athletic coach. You're probably like a life coach as well.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I teach. I enjoy teaching. And I see it as coaching. I don't see it as teaching as much, because I don't want them just to learn anesthesia. I don't want them just to learn science or medicine. I want them to learn about themselves and how to better take care of a patient, how to improve themselves. Or track and field.
Yeah.
I still help with the throws events, and I get more back than I give, because I see their success and it reminds me of my own, but I celebrate with them, and it helps me remember what I'm here for and that I can make a difference and an impact, because sometimes we're not all meant to be here and achieve some level of greatness. Maybe our greatness is helping others achieve greatness. So there's a lot more out there that we can do to change the world than just be out in front.
As a physician, though, can you talk a little bit about athletics and child development, the role that it plays?
Well, I oftentimes hear a lot of the parents around me say, you know, it's great for, you know, 60 minutes a day is the new thing. Get out for 60 minutes a day. It helps with not only physical development, it helps with team building, like we've said. It decreases the incidence, typically, of diabetes if you can get out there and get, you know, your blood pumping muscles engaged. Helps with proprioception, helps with being able to speak and communicate clearly and work together. And so physically, from a medical point of view, I think it's invaluable. It really brings together so much and helps, again, you develop physically, which is important. How you stand, your posture. You're in this body for the rest of your life. And it's important to remember that you have to take care of it. And if you neglect it, just like a house, if you don't maintain your house, the house will fall. And, you know, I'm the first to say, do I exercise every day? Oh my gosh, no. But I realize that if I don't take care of it, and I don't eat properly, and I don't exercise in a somewhat frequent level, my house isn't what it used to be. And it starts to creak, and it sort of has pain points that it didn't have before, but that comes with age. But it's taking care of that house and developing a strong foundation. If the kids don't have that strong foundation of knowing also the limits of their body and how to take care of it, that body's around for their whole life. So you don't get another one. You don't get to trade.
I've even seen research where kids who are in some kind of organized sport when they're young grow up to be someone who are in fewer relationships that are abusive, who use drugs less, those kind of things as well.
I've seen that bore out more times than I can count. And being a coach and working with that key middle school, high school age, they learn how the importance of when, if they take a drug and it negatively impacts them, they could feel it more. So they have better feedback mechanisms for themselves. They learn about how to be part of a team, but also how to engage with one another and support one another. So their foundations of support are stronger. They also have more mentorship ability because they're there with the coach, the assistant coach. The other parents are there supporting them typically. And having that support system gives them a greater sense of pride in themselves. So they're maybe not as, I want to say, vulnerable to going down the route of taking a substance that maybe makes them feel good because they've already know what it's like to feel good, to feel strong, to feel powerful, to win, to be there and to be present. That is more important in the world of athletics than getting a false high from a drug. And we're all out to feel good about ourselves and to compete, not only just to compete, but to engage, to feel something. And athletics lets a lot of us have that outlet to feel, to succeed, to push, to challenge. And if you take that away, then people will find avenues, unfortunate avenues, to feel those same things. And that's truly unfortunate. That's truly sad. And if we take all that away, we're going to be left with a community that maybe isn't as strong, isn't as engaged, and in my mind isn't as great as one that it could be without the world of athletics in it.
What haven't we talked about that we should, as far as girls? We're talking school-age girls under 18 and sports.
My biggest concern that I have, and I see it a lot, is on the images that are out there for women right now. I see them everywhere, and I see them on my daughter's phone. I have two daughters that are one in middle school, one just leaving elementary school soon. And I see what they're looking at, of what's celebrated. And I would love to tear that down. Because what should be celebrated, especially for a female, is capability, strength, power, good power. I'm not going to say that. But being engaged, caring, the advocates, those that speak out and who are internally strong and know it and share the message. And I can honestly say I've had conversations with both my daughters about the importance of who they associate with, but also who they look to be like, to emulate. Because in middle school is that key point, that inflection point where you start to define who you are, who you'll become. And I want them to know it's okay to emulate someone who has not have multicolored hair, who wears cat ears or whatever, and who, is fake.
When I watch beach volleyball, those women are like the epitome of strength, and they're not wearing hardly anything,
right?
But they're proud, and
you could feel it, can't you? Yeah, when you see them, you can feel it.
I mean, something like
it.
That. I mean, I can feel it, like those, that kind of.
Yeah, you could feel the electricity that they have, and it's something that athletes especially have, that that raw power, that ability, the confidence, the capability, I can do this, and I don't care what I have on, because it's inside. I don't wear it on my clothes, like, as clothes. That doesn't define me. the person that you see wearing the clothes defines me.